Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, Oklahoma. We at Oklahoma Natural Gas perform employee and contractor training and regular maintenance and inspections to check for leaks and damage to our pipeline system. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames. But you can help protect our pipes by being a dig hero. Just call 811 at least 48 hours, excluding the date of notification, weekends, and holidays, before you dig. It's free, easy, and important for your safety. So be a dig hero. Call 811 and dig responsibly. If you need to report pipeline damage, or if you smell rotten eggs or hear a hissing sound, leave the area and immediately call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. For more information about natural gas safety, visit BeADigHeroOklahoma.com. This safety message is brought to you by Oklahoma Natural Gas, a division of One Gas.
Well, we've seen a couple of ups and downs in the grain markets lately. Oklahoma State University Extension grains market analyst Dr. Kim Anderson says the wheat prices continue to go down.
Well, if you look at the grains, wheat prices continue to go down. Corn prices probably moving sideways. Soybeans, just a slight uptrend there. You look at new crop wheat prices, $5.50. That's a dollar lower than they were about 6 weeks ago. You got corn forward contract price for harvest delivery at $4.70. That's just level about the same as it was in late March, early April. And then you got soybeans at $12. That's only about 6 cents above what it was a couple weeks ago. So sideways movement for the two majors, corn and soybeans, and down for the wheat.
And why do those prices continue to go down with the wheat?
Well, if you look at what's going on in the wheat, I think the market's looking at wheat condition. The condition for all U.S. winter wheat is 53% good to excellent. But if you look fair to excellent, that's midpoint up, that's 82%. You can compare that to fair to excellent for all the winter wheat to 84% last year. If you look at that good to excellent, it's 53 now. It was 46. It's 62% last year. So good conditions on that. If you look at Oklahoma, 93% of our wheat is fair to excellent compared to 88% in November. And 70% of our wheat is good to excellent compared to 52% last November.
To hear more from Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, temperatures exceeded normal numbers across much of the West and High Plains this past week, according to the latest Drought Monitor update. High temperatures in Nebraska and the Dakotas reached the upper 70s to mid-80s during the period. The warm temperatures, combined with low relative humidity and gusty winds, has increased wildfire activity and the concerns for expanding drought. In Oklahoma, the updated drought map shows broad expansions throughout the state. Warm, dry weather combined with high winds increased evaporative demand, drying out soils and vegetation. The only improvements occurred in the Texas Panhandle and western Oklahoma. Currently, almost 50% of the state is experiencing some form of drought. There's still a lingering sliver of drought in northwest Cimarron County and in the Oklahoma Panhandle that's persisted for months. Looking ahead, well below normal temperatures are expected with above normal precipitation, especially in far western Oklahoma. The three-month temperature outlook map for April through June shows some above normal temperatures. A dry spring is forecast by NOAA in their three-month, that's April through June, precipitation outlook. And there is some good news in the latest seasonal drought outlook for Oklahoma. Unfortunately, though, drought conditions look to be persisting into summer for much of the western and southwestern U.S. You've got farm news on Ron.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.